when the station was originally conceived, there would have just been two entrances coming up in the water. So one at the east end, one at the west end, linking into the adjacent Canary Wharf development. But as part of the what's a sort of more common theme across all of the Crossrail stations is that there was an ambition to try and sort of consider how the stations can be more integrated into a sort of an amenity hub at each place. And I think Crossrail Place really made the most of that, and Canary Wharf had the vision of sort of creating this mixed use development on top of the station in the water. And you know, with discussion with Canary Wharf and with the planners, you know, there wasn't sort of a desire to sort of cover the water. It was the building was very much designed as an object sort of floating in the water, surrounded by water, and a sort of stepping stone between the northern side of the Canary Wharf estate and the development sites opposite, and then the Poplar community to the north. So the building was very much kind of conceived as a, you know, there's lots of references to it being a vessel in the water, and this, everyone was very keen that it wasn't sort of concreted over, and the expression of the dock was very important. It's very important to Canary Wharf's heritage, and I think everybody, the planners, Canary Wharf, Crossrail and us, were very keen to sort of embody that vision in the resulting architectural form. So it was conceived as, you know, a vessel in the dock. There were the three components: the station, the retail building above, and the park. The park was seen as a replacement of the amenity of the water. The water in the dock is very much seen as an amenity for the public. You know, people like being around water. The water edges are always well animated. So with the retail sort of covering the water, the replacement of that amenity was the rooftop garden, which is free to use, easy to access, and it's sort of sheltered by the roof. So we sort of conceived the idea of this sort of wrap, which would do a couple of things. It would sort of unify the three different components of the building, but it would also provide a sort of valuable public amenity at the rooftop, which is different from the other public spaces in Canary Wharf. And it's also sheltered, so it's sheltered from the wind, it's sheltered from the rain. It's a more experiential kind of space for people to really sort of walk through and discover the sort of different plant species.